when he came to the United States, my dad wanted to belong to a Chamber of Commerce. Now he had his business. He knew a bunch of other business owners. And I remember my father telling me that he used to ask people about the chambers or an organization that we can belong to. And people would say, well, it's only the general Chamber of Commerce. And I think some of them tried it, but they just didn't feel comfortable. I mean, there were language issues, cultural issues, you know, history issues. And so they just didn't feel really like they belonged there. So they wanted to have their own organization. So my dad would say, you know, why isn't there, you know, a chamber for that we can belong to? And people would just say, well, nobody's ever done it. Nobody ever wanted to do it. We didn't think it was necessary or whatever. And, you know, that's those at those times, and I can tell you several times like that from my father, the light bulb goes off. And my dad says, well, that's not right. You know, we ought to have one. And if nobody else is going to do it, I'm going to do it. And so that's how the Kansas City Hispanic Chamber started. My dad organized a number of the merchants down there. They met at somebody's restaurant. At that time, I don't think my dad even had a restaurant on the west side. Later on, he did. He opened one up. But when they started the chamber, his business was an independent. So again, it just, you know, it just shows you. My father, he's living in independence. His family lives in independence. He's got his restaurant in independence. But yet, he's drawn into the Mexican community in Kansas City. He wants to be in the Mexican community. He wants to work with them. He wants to help them. He wants to lead them. And my dad's attitude on this stuff was, look, I'm perfectly willing to follow somebody if they're willing to do it. But if nobody else is going to do it, then I'm going to do it. And so that's how Kansas City Hispanic Chamber started.